Bless you, Senator. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Just when the election was getting tedious, we're finally back to something we can understand. Who should apologize to the troops more, George Bush or John Kerry? Yes, the 2004 election is back, but this time with neither candidate on the ballot. Pay attention, you fledgling democracies. Watch and learn. Republicans demand that John Kerry apologize for making a joke that sounded like he was insulting the intelligence of the troops, except it turns out he wasn't.
My statement yesterday, and the White House knows this full well, was a botched joke about the president.
See, it was a humor malfunction. He meant to insult the intelligence of the president, not the troops. He knew he screwed it up, but decided not to say anything at the time, preferring to wait until it became a national issue a week before the election. So, I've done some research. I've consulted several reference works by Henny Youngman and Lenny Bruce, and as a public service, I will now reconstruct the joke the way it was supposed to have been delivered. Okay, here's how it goes. Two guys walk into a bar at Yale, one of them wearing a very snappy cardigan sweater, and they get into this discussion about educational policy, and one of them says,
"If you make the most of it, and you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well if you don't."
At which point, in walks this duck dressed like George Bush, and the guy in the sweater looks at the duck and he says,
"You get stuck in Iraq."
See, whatever. By the way, if you need some advice on the apology, you know who you can call.
I don't think there is a fancy way to say that I have sinned.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.